Fire Hall number one on the Gunflint Trail is the place for chamber music this Saturday. It's a concert to benefit the Gunflint Trail Historical Society. Joining us now in the studio is Barbara Botger of the Historical Society, and by phone is musician Paul Jacobson. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks very much.
Great to have you guys here. Barb, can you please remind us what the Gunflint Trail Historical Society is?
Sure. It's kind of exactly what it says it is. It's a nonprofit organization to preserve the cultural and natural history of the Gunflint Trail. It was formed, 5 to 7 years ago to support the opening of the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center.
Fantastic. Paul, you're one of several musicians taking part in Saturday's concert. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this event?
Sure. Part of it's just sheer serendipity. But I'm a musician based in the Twin Cities. My wife and I live in the Twin Cities, and I've had a career as primarily a Baroque historical instrument flutist in orchestras in Minnesota and around the country. But my wife and I have gradually, over the years, gravitated toward Cook County, and finally have built a place up here and have more and more gotten involved in the community and in the musical community. And last year we had what seems to be the first annual Gunflint Trail Chamber Music Concert. I'm not sure when one can call it annual, but this is the second time this has happened. And so it just sort of happened as a fundraiser for the Historical Society. And we had so much fun last year, last August, that we decided to do it again.
Excellent. Can you tell us more about this concert, Gunflint Woods, Winds, and Strings?
Gunflint Woods, Words, and Strings. Yeah, that pretty much describes it. It's a group of musicians that, like me, have an affinity or live in Grand Marais and the surrounding area. And so it's a potpourri of professional musicians that decided to get together and do this concert. And it's a very varied program that has music all the way from the time of Henry Purcell and the 17th century up to the modern time. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about it is it starts out as just a presentation of each of these individual musicians. And I think there are about 8 musicians, 9 musicians involved, maybe 10, each of whom will be highlighted doing some solo work. But in a chamber music concert, it's always nice for everyone that's involved to be there as a full ensemble. So I've put together a transcription of a couple pieces as a grand finale for this concert that involves all of these various musicians from this area into one hopefully unified ensemble. Mm-hmm. So we should have fun. We'll have a little bit of rehearsal time and jump into the program.
So that'll be the first time that you've all played together. Is that rehearsal time?
Actually, several of us have played together in different contexts.
Okay.
But this is the first time this whole group has been together, and certainly we have not had any rehearsal time. So we just have to sort of depend on the individual skills of the musicians and the fact that they're able to sit down and rehearse and then go to concert. It's like the guy that ran the Globe Theater says, how it all falls together is sort of a mystery.
Barb, the concert is a benefit. What does the money go to support?
Well, the money goes to support the Gunflint Trail Historical Society and like I said earlier, namely the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. But I really want to say that this concert, with Paul's enthusiasm, and you can tell how much fun it's going to be, started with the enthusiasm of members of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society that live on the Gunflint Trail and are connected to the great musicians that we have in Cook County and who visit the area. And they had so much fun last year playing in this cold storage building, which is a strange venue. They wanted to do it again. And we are the benefactor. Is that the right word?
We'll go with that. Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Don't ask me to say flautist. Is that right, Paul? Is it flautist?
We go by either, so long as we're well paid. I might add to this thing about the cold storage building. You know, it seems like a strange place to have a concert in a cold storage building of a fire center house. But this place, which has a concrete slab and metal sides, and is just a big rectangular building, sounds like $1 million if you can find some professional concert halls that don't sound as good. Hmm. And so it has the acoustics of a room are really important in a chamber music concert or any good music concert. But we just, this room is great.
Well, that's, I guess that works out well then.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Acoustics.
It blends right in. I decided that the name of this concert, Woods, Winds, and Strings, you know, up on the Gunflint Trail and anywhere in the woods around here, we listen to the wind blowing through mm-hmm. the woods, and of course we listen to the birds, and so it's just a natural, and I guess in such an awesome building that we bring classical music to the Gunflint Trail. And so, again, the money does benefit the Historical Society and all the programs that are available at the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center.
Okay, so how do people get tickets?
It's really easy to get a ticket. You can just call the Chickwack Museum at 218-388-9915, and they'll take care of your credit card order, and it's a ticketless procedure.
Okay.
They'll just get your name on a list, and then you show up kind of like a will call, and we're ready to go. If you like to go online and do it that way, you can do it on www.gunflinttrailhistoricalsocietyallwrittenout.org.
And how much are those tickets?
Those tickets are $20 each for adults, $5 each for children, and under age of 5, and you can sit in your parents' lap or are free.
And
last year it sold out.
Okay, I was just going to ask. Yes, so you expect it to go pretty quick this year.
Last year it sold out, yep. Mm-hmm. We have 150 tickets, so mm-hmm. it's quite an event, and there are a few left, and you just, it's a great day to drive up the Gunflint Trail. There are no bugs, only blueberries. People will help you park, and we'll have a good time.
Fantastic. We are talking with Barbara Botker of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society and musician Paul Jacobson. The Gunflint Woods Winds and Strings Benefit Concert is on Saturday, August 16th at 4 p.m. with a reception to follow, all at the Fire Hall No. 1 Scop Community Center. Is there anything you'd like to add, Paul or Barb?
Thank you for letting us come on and talk about it, and I'm getting excited about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real privilege to be part of this concert. It's what musicians love to do, and we're grateful to the Historical Society for making it possible.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add, too, that there were a number of people that do make this possible. Of course, the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department for the use of the facilities, and the Gunflint Lodge has provided many of the things we need for our wonderful reception. And then it's homemade. Our trail neighbors are providing so many of the goodies that we get to delight in after the concert.
Great. More information about this Saturday's chamber music concert is available from Chickwack Museum and Nature Center at 388-9915 or online at gunflinttrailhistoricalsociety.org. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful concert, guys.
Thank